Starting Friday, the Houston Museum of Decorative Arts here in Chattanooga holds its annual antiques show and sale at Stratton Hall. The three-day, socially distanced fundraiser will feature an appraisal fair and a presentation by Danny Maltby, a collector of Sand Mountain Pottery in Albertville, Alabama.
I was really excited. He actually came and did a presentation, maybe, what, Danny, about 4 years ago, possibly. It was very well attended. He's got quite a following. He has people that heard about it, and they came here to the museum just because they heard he was coming.
That's Amy Autenreith, executive director of the Houston Museum. I asked Danny about Sand Mountain Pottery and how he became a collector.
I've been collecting pottery, Alabama-made pottery, in the 1800s since about 1990. We collect pottery that is actually made local to northeast Alabama, not far from Chattanooga, by the way. The pottery mainly that we collect is called Sand Mountain Pottery, but it was actually made by a family business. It was a family business for over 45 years, and they made some of the most collectible pottery in the South.
Describe what is unique about the pottery.
The pottery made here was of a fine quality. The clay deposit on this part of our state and on this part of our nation is a very fine clay for making pottery. And when I say pottery, I'm talking churns, jugs, milk pitchers, and such as that. The potters were a group of potters that actually moved here around 1869. They made a quality pottery. They made pottery that rivaled any Southern pottery collector's pottery. There are collectors of this pottery all over the Southeast.
What are some pieces that really stand out to you, some pieces that folks might recognize?
One of the pieces that stands out to me is a piece that actually Amy has there in her museum. It is a fermentation jug. And when I say fermentation jug, that is commonly known as a homebrew crock. It is a very fine piece. It's highly glazed, it's highly decorated, and that's one of the things these potters did here. They put incised wavy lines or sine wave lines in their pottery as decoration. Not all of it has it, a lot of it does, but it's kind of a very, very good visual thing to add to the pottery to make it a more finely made art piece. The piece she has is highly representative of Sand Mountain Pottery, period.
You'll be giving a presentation as part of all this.
What I intend to do, Ray, I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of the guys. Of course, I'm a history nut as well as a pottery collector, so I will explain where this family moved from, the reason they moved, how they got set up in this part of the country, why they came to this part of the country. We'll be talking as much about history as we will about the pieces. I'll be displaying some things and explaining what the pieces are and what their function was.
And the pottery that we're talking about here, it is not as easy to create as people might think.
Oh, absolutely not. This is an art form. These guys were artists, even though they were making utilitarian items strictly for people to use in everyday life. It has turned into a highly collected art.
For more information about Danny Maltby and his work, visit his website, sandmountainpottery.com. For more information about the Houston Museum show this weekend, visit thehoustonmuseum.org.